You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Mark Myers on the line. He's founder and a tax savings architect over at Peak Profit Solutions. Mark, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to talk to you today.
All right, Mark. So big topic today, reducing or eliminating eliminating personal income tax, excuse me. Big topic. A lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives that watch this show and listen to this show. And, you know, we all have to pay our fair share, but if we can reduce it, then that's the game plan. So I'm excited to get into your thoughts on this and how you're helping business owners. But before we do that, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Mark, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Mark, what mission matters to you?
Adam, as a tax savings architect and the founder of Peak Profit Solutions, the biggest and broadest mission that we can help others accomplish is to truly help them peak their profits. And a lot of times it has to do with what is their biggest expense. And did you know that if you treat your biggest expense like a income producing cell of your business, then you can truly peak your profits. So a lot of times people don't think about their tax ramifications or their tax efficiency, or should I say inefficiency. They don't realize that if they treat that like a key performance area of their business, and they can truly peak their profits. So that's our mission that matters.
Fantastic. And great to have you on. I guess just to get us started before we dive right in, how did you get started in the business? Like, what led you down this path to creating Peak Profit Solutions?
Great question. You know, I, interestingly enough, I started out in early years running high-end health clubs. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was in New York City and Los Angeles and opening up some very exclusive clubs for a pretty high-end brand. And in that process, I really, really learned how to manage a business, you know, drive revenue, reduce expenses, increase EBITDA margins. So I really became a great operator. I realized that the space I was in and the industry I was in wasn't the best place for me to be to optimize my profit as a family, you know, a leader of the family. So mm-hmm. I realized that I could really start speaking to business owners. I understood the way they think and the way they need to think and how they should look at their business in order to optimize fully. So I switched over in the early 2000s and went into the more of the planning arena, specifically with business owners. And I really was focusing more on, you know, kind of advanced insurance strategies and private placements with regard to, you know, types of investment solutions that you just can't get from your day-to-day broker, you know, the guy that's mm-hmm. working for UBS or Merrill Lynch, et cetera, things that you, alternatives. And that just kind of put me into this world of, you know, tax efficiency. And as I realized over the course of really the last decade, that there are not enough resources out there that are focusing intently on tax reduction. And when I say that, I want to be kind in that, yes, there are numerous phenomenal CPAs out there, but they don't generally have the time or the bandwidth to really go out there and vet all of the different tax efficiencies that are available that have to do with the 70,000 pages of tax code. Right? Because they're not attorneys. And of course, it's not really a main element of their business. So really, that's kind of how I got into this business. I've shifted from more of a consultant on, you know, investment outside of the box investment strategies and insurance planning to, you know, how do you keep a lot more of your hard-earned profit by method of being more efficient in your tax planning. And I don't replace CPAs, and I'm not going to give you an investment advice. So I really, most of my business is referred by CPAs, tax professionals, or wealth managers and insurance producers, because they're looking for more money for their client to put to use for their wealth accumulation. So when I can say, hey, we can reduce your taxes by 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% sometimes, it starts to really make a difference.
Yeah. And before we go any further, because I definitely have a bunch of questions for you, maybe start by telling us more about Peak Profit Solutions. So just an overview of the firm.
Sure. Peak Profit Solutions is really just an extension of me. I am the chief tax savings architect. Now, as far as how we solve those tax problems, over the course of the last decade, I have vetted numerous different accounting groups, business strategy groups, and attorney groups for mechanisms and solutions as to how they reduce tax. And each of them usually does one, maybe two things really well, and is specific to a certain niche, right? So that niche might not work for everyone. So what I realized is, in my role at Peak Profit Solutions, I became the ultimate aggregator and the ultimate architect in saying, hey, how many resources can I bring into this toolbox of mine, or this, you know, this blueprint, this drafting board? And when I'm speaking to a high income earning taxpayer, now they don't have to be a business owner. They can technically be an executive at a Fortune 5 company that just happens to have a lot of income and a lot of K-1 and a lot of bonuses. How can I help them with their taxes? And it might be that I put together an architect, a blueprint, and we bring in two or three, or sometimes even four different groups to solve that problem. So I become really kind of a coach and a resource in that person's group, right? And I plug in the solutions that we have to offer with what they're currently doing. So I'm just layering in additional efficiencies, and I'm bringing in the resources that know how to do it. And I'm consulting with that person on how to best put these things together. And of course, helping them do their due diligence at the same time.
It's great. And for those that maybe don't, that haven't used a tax architect or are not familiar with this concept, I guess what I like is this kind of similar to how many financial advisors may have like multiple money managers that are maybe managing or figuring out different parts of their portfolio. And the financial advisor in this case is kind of like the coach, and he's making sure that everything works together. So is that kind of your role, but on the tax space, just to make sure to draw some clear lines there for people that are listening?
Absolutely, Adam. And it sounds to me like you've got a lot of experience in that space, a lot of that in that world, but it's exactly right. And I know that you do from your background. So it's exactly right. You know, I think a good analogy I like to use is, you know, individuals that are earning income, they're generally going to start out with a tax professional, and hopefully they're going to have somebody that's going to give them some insight on how they should invest their money, right? But the more income you receive and the more complex your situation gets, the more you need to have additional resources. You wouldn't expect to build a beautiful home with just a carpenter. You know, you need an electrician and a plumber and a mason. If it's a really nice home, you need a like specific masonry person and a specific solar person, right? And same thing, you know, you can't play a baseball game with just a pitcher. So if you're earning a lot of income and you've got your pitcher, which is your, you know, your tax professional, and you've also got your investment person, that you got your, maybe you got your first baseman, what about those other players? So I help bring the other players to the table. So I might be that coach on the sidelines that's saying, well, these are the other players that you need based on your current circumstance. So exactly right. I'm really just helping bring in the right people to do the right things at the right time.
And so I guess taking this a step further, can you tell us just a little bit, obviously for everybody listening, you want to definitely, we're going to give Mark the opportunity to leave his website or contact info so you can follow up, because everybody's situation is going to be different, of course. But that being said, Mark, can you give us a little bit of idea of your process? Like, what does it look like? So, okay, so somebody calls you, they're saying, okay, you know, I heard you on Mission Matters. I want to know more. Like, where does it go from there?
Excellent, Adam. No, thank you so much. It's easy. I recommend that I have a 15 to 20 minute consultation with a person initially. And this is obviously no cost. It's just, and you don't have to be well prepared and know every single number, all your tax, your tax liability for the last 5 years. No, all you need to do is be ready to talk about your situation. And literally within 15 to 20 minutes, I can usually determine how much opportunity there is to save in taxes. And maybe I have an understanding of, some different paths to go down. So that's really the starting point. And then of course, depending on the complexity of that, of the person's situation, it might be that we engage in a light consulting project. And in that process, I'm showing them exactly how to reduce their tax and how to integrate these solutions. And then of course, if they want to move forward with any of those strategies, I introduce them to the right group. And then of course, I become that due diligence partner with them and helping them, with a responsibility of a consultant to make the right decision. So that's really how I work. And sometimes after that 15 or 20 minute conversation, Adam, it might be that I don't even need to do a consulting project with them. There's like one or two things that they can do. And I just start really opening up the box there and showing them, hey, this is one or two things that you could do immediately. And if you'd like to help me engage with you on that, then let's get started. So it really just is a nice conversation that opens the door, and then it determines what the next step would be. And if I don't see an opportunity for significant tax savings, then I'll let them know. And that way I'm not wasting anyone's time.
That's awesome. What are the type of clients you typically work with? So you mentioned that they don't have to be business owners. They don't, like, is there a certain thing that makes them get more value? Like you said, high income earning, like, can you give us a flavor for the type of individual that normally gets the most value?
Sure. Absolutely. Great question. Well, first and foremost, they have to be in pain when they write their tax check. So if they're writing that check and they're thinking to themselves, or it hurts, like, ow, I don't really, this is a lot. And a lot for some people is different than a lot to others. So that's very subjective. But at the end of the day, they still need to have that mindset in that if there's a way legally, right? Of course, we're not doing anything illegal. This is black and white tax code. There's 70,000 plus pages. You just have to know. I look at it this way too. When anyone purchases something, nobody likes to purchase retail. They like to purchase at wholesale. They like to have discounts. Well, most people purchase, they look for the best deal. Well, they don't realize that in the 70,000 pages of tax code, there's numerous discounts. You just have to know where to find your coupons, right? So I'm helping them find the coupons to clip to reduce their taxes. But at the end of the day, if they want to know, if they're like, I would love to pay less, I don't like the fact that I'm writing these bigger checks, that's the first step. And those are the ones that get the most out of it because they're ready to do something about it. If you're not really in pain with your taxes, then maybe I'm not the right person to speak to. But if you're in pain, then we'll talk. And of course, where I would say with that is, in order for me to make a really big impact, you got to be writing a check for $30,000 or more in taxes every year. Not that I can't help you save some tax if you're writing a check to the federal and state, like, because you have a federal tax. And if you're in California, you've got quite a big state tax burden too. But between the federal and the state, if you're writing a check for over $30,000, usually I can do some really good work with you. And the bigger it gets, the better. I mean, if you're paying seven figures in taxes, then I can save you significantly more because there's a lot more options that we can usually go about doing. So those would be, and of course, the other side was if somebody's selling a highly appreciated asset, doesn't mean that their income has to be high, but they just happen to have an asset they've held for a few years. And now they're looking at paying taxes, long-term capital gains tax on $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 or more, sometimes millions of dollars. Well, they need to know that, hey, there's ways to, legally and efficiently either defer that long-term capital gains or potentially completely eliminate the long-term capital gains. So those are the ideal people for me to talk to.
Awesome. So Mark, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more, what's the best way for them to follow up and to connect?
Adam, I'd say if they just go to my website, we'll keep it simple. They can learn a little bit about me and they can even access case studies and really get a little bit more information. But the most important thing is I make it really easy on the website for them to schedule. I've got a scheduling link and literally it just, do you want to schedule a short call, a longer call? You want to do it by video? You want to do it by phone? So if they go to peakprofitsolutions.com, And that's P-E-A-K, Profit, singular, Solutions, peakprofitsolutions.com. They'll be able to schedule an appointment with me, learn a little bit more about me. And obviously, if they want to pick up some case studies and learn something without talking to me first, they can do that as well.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over and check you out. And well, Mark, first off, it's been great having you on the show today and to learn more about you and also Peak Profit Solutions. And to the audience, if this is your first time engaging with the Mission Matters episode or connecting with us, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, founders, co-founders, just like Mark, and that are mission-based. They're out there adding value to the marketplace, and they're looking for new ways to contribute. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or motivating to you, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Mark, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Adam, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure for me as well.